The next patient is Ms. Sahil Ramirez. The last name is Ramirez. Misael, Misael. This is the second visit for this 66-year-old Mexican male that has a lengthy history of diabetes mellitus that has been accompanied by all the comorbidities, including hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease. And diabetic nephropathy, period. When he was first seen in this office, he had a CKD stage 2 with a proteinuria that was 249 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. This time, which is 14 months later, the patient is found with a serum creatinine of 1.48, a fasting blood sugar of 186 with an estimated GFR that is 52 mLs per minute, and the excretion of protein is 956 milligrams per gram of creatinine. This patient has been prescribed Invokana 100 milligrams on daily basis, Januvia 100 milligrams, Lantus 55 units a day, Metformin 1000 milligrams PO 2 times a day, and Novolog sliding scale. When I interview the patient, he says that he takes two types of insulin, the short-acting insulin, just one time a day, before one meal, and the Lantus. Compliance is the main problem, and in talking to the family, we realize that the patient has memory impairment. He is forgetful. My best recommendation at this point is for him to get a continuous glucose monitoring, so it's going to be easier for him and for the family to follow the instructions, period. I wrote a note to Ms. Lachica, L-A-C-H-I-C-A, with that purpose. Number two, diabetes mellitus that is out of control. In July of 23, the hemoglobin A1C is reported to be 10.6%. It is imperative to control the blood sugar in order to be able to deal with the diabetic nephropathy. Following number, nephrolithiasis that is in remission. Following number, coronary artery disease. The patient had a cardiac catheterization in September of 2020 with an ejection fraction that was 65%. Right coronary artery was diffusely diseased. The left main artery was found narrow, 95% at its origin. The left circumflex coronary artery provides small first and tiny second marginal branches. The circumflex artery is stented. Period. The left anterior descending coronary artery is stented. And there is an eccentric 70% ostial stenosis. Proximal and mid vessel stent were also in place. The coronary artery that was done in August 16 of 2021 shows mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy with normal left ventricular systolic function, an ejection fraction of 65%. Period. In other words, we have significant coronary artery disease that should be reevaluated. Following numbers, BPH, the patient is taking tamsulosin. Following number, vitamin D deficiency, the patient is on supplementation. Following number, hyperlipidemia, the cholesterol is under control and the triglycerides is slightly elevated. Following number, arterial hypertension with a blood pressure reading of 145/79 today. Following number, esophageal reflux disease that is under therapy and the medication that it has been prescribed is pantoprazole, following number hyperuricemia under control. Period. In summary, this is a very difficult case to control due to the fact that there is not enough family support and the patient doesn't have the knowledge of the willingness to follow the recommendations. In any event, we are going to try our best. I'm going to give him an appointment to see me in 3 months, and I am hoping that this patient could get a continuous glucose monitoring too. Facilitate the treatment. Thanks for the referral. I invested 15 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.